The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot, is WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Treasury Department urging Congress not to delay in raising the nation's borrowing authority.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warns the U.S. could default on its debt as early as June 1st and says that could spark a global financial crisis. In a letter to Congress, she urges lawmakers to protect the full faith and credit of the United States by acting as soon as possible. On Tuesday, President Biden will meet with the top four House and Senate lawmakers to discuss their impasse. The White House and Democrats want the debt ceiling raised without negotiation, while Republicans want to secure spending cuts in exchange. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Lawmen trying to determine why a gunman opened fire at a Dallas-area mall yesterday, killing eight people. And Newton Minow has died. He was the FCC chairman in the early 1960s who famously said TV is a vast wasteland. This is SRN News.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, brought to you in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. The Senate Judiciary Committee takes aim at the Supreme Court. Committee Chair Dick Durbin.
Ethics cannot simply be left to the discretion of the nation's highest court.
All this and more. Join us for our program. Sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Every Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday nights at 11. Here on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it. Dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much. There's nothing quite like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens. In fact, I just talked to my wife about it because we want them to be healthy and we want them to be with us as long as possible. That's true. I know Sebastian Gorka feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. Our pups, Killian and Leia, rely on us to provide what's best for them. And naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, and more that supplement their food in a way that has shown us great results. Trying out Rough Greens is an easy yes, recommended by me, Dr. G.
Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, and I'm so proud that the Pragers and Sebastian Gorka have entrusted their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog, I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, your dog's food is dead food, but you can bring it back to life with Rough Greens. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
C.S. Lewis once said, "Education without values seems to make man a more clever devil." A Christian education is the solution to this problem and can be yours for half price for your child's first year. TwinCitiesTuitions.com and area schools are working together to make this a reality for families just like yours. Now you can equip your child with the knowledge and moral foundation needed for them to make an impact in today's world. To see the full list of participating half-off tuition institutions, go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
We need your help. Hello, I'm Marianne Kowarski, director of Pro-Life Across America. In my 30-plus years, I've never seen such a concerted attempt to silence our efforts and at a time when it's most needed. There's a powerful effort to prevent and block our pro-life messages. Our billboards, social media, and digital ads are all impacted. Unplanned pregnancies still happen. Our ads feature a hotline number connecting callers with more than 3,000 pregnancy support centers across America, offering alternatives to abortion, free ultrasound, and pregnancy help. Babies' lives are being saved. The need still exists. It really does. And Pro-Life Across America needs your help. To donate, please find us at prolifeacrossamerica.org.
Did you know I could suck my thumb before I was born?
Yep, we all started small.
Are you about to sign an order for siding, roofing, or windows, but you're worried that the price is too high? Keep them honest by contacting me at getmythreequotes.com, and I'll email competitive quotes your way. That's the number three, getmythreequotes.com.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time for the World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation in Bloomington and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. Here now is your host, Al Malmberg.
Thank you, Doc. And before I introduce our guest this morning, I just came across this story, just seconds ago. It's pretty cool. The U.S. Air Force recently performed a rare military exercise in southern Wyoming. They landed multiple aircraft on remote U.S. Highways 287 and 789 near Rollins. One photo was a A-10 Warthog landing on this highway. Another is a MC-130J Commando 2 that's landing on this empty road with the mountains in the background. This particular 130J Commando is nearly 100 feet long, weighs 160,000 pounds, and it hit the asphalt at around 140 miles per hour. There was also a MQ-9 Reaper, which is an unmanned drone that landed on the highway, and that was a first. You don't see that very often. I doubt if you guys will see that when you finally do your Discovery flight. Joining us now, Spencer Jost, who was planning on doing a Discovery flight this past week with Michael Huntoon from Thunderbird Aviation as part of every pre-flight checklist. In fact, it begins a couple of days before you fly. An analyzation of the weather is made, and you make a go or no-go decision. And they didn't go. You guys could have landed on Highway 287 in Wyoming had you gone. Joining us now, Spencer and Mike. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me back, Al. Good to hear from you.
So I hear we have you for the first half hour of the show, and then you've got to go fly.
That is correct.
How is the weather this morning there in the Twin Cities?
Much less gusty than it was last week when Spencer and I were supposed to go.
So you had some windy conditions, and you decided not to fly. At what point, Mike, when you're getting ready to fly, what point time frame wise do you start looking at the weather?
So I'm usually watching the weather, constantly, just all the time as a flight instructor and everything. Just because I'm a nerd, kind of a hobby of mine too. But just to really narrow it down to a time, it's usually 2 hours, 3 hours before a flight, and then really kind of start to make a really crucial decision an hour before our scheduled time.
So how strong were the wind gusts there at Flying Cloud last Monday when you were planning on flying?
We were planning to fly at 8 a.m. We started kind of doing the pre-flight around 7:30, and it was already gusting upwards of 30 knots. And as we all know, the more you get into the day, the winds tend to get a little bit higher too. So we were going to plan to just walk through the pre-flight, kind of do an in-depth overview of how that goes, and then make a decision right after we were done with that one too. And as we were doing that pre-flight inspection on the Cessna, both of us were looking at the winds and feeling the wind too coming through the corridor there, and that was enough for us to make the no-go decision.
So did you guys get in the airplane and make engine noises or something?
Yep. Yeah, we pretended we were flying out there. I was doing most of the work there. But, yeah, it was a good opportunity to get familiar with the inside of the plane, too, for this next demo tomorrow.
Yeah. So what is the weather looking like tomorrow?
For the weather tomorrow, I think we'll be looking pretty good as far as I can remember. Let's take a look here at the thermal area forecast. We might be dealing with a couple cloud ceilings that may be low for now. As far as the projection out there, looks like we do have some low ceilings. We have very little wind to deal with. So once again, if the cloud ceilings are too low, that means we will hopefully won't have to, but may have to postpone again just for our VFR weather minimum requirements.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, for VFR, what is the minimum ceiling?
Excellent. So for us, in-class Delta airspace, just like Flying Clouds Airport is, we would need to be 500 feet below any clouds or cloud layers.
Right.
And so
what's the minimum ceiling for the cloud layer?
Perfect. So for us, I like to do a minimum of 1,500 feet for the cloud ceiling basis. And that would keep us within our VFR minimums for just your basic pattern work around the airfield.
Right, right. I would presume that you don't want a low ceiling like that, because you guys want to be able to enjoy the flight and see what's going on.
Absolutely, and staying low to the ground and leaving the airport environment too. You run the risk if there were to be an engine emergency. We don't have a whole lot of time to figure that out before we're looking at the ground.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Makes sense. Now, Spencer, you told me before we went on the air that you're feeling a little more comfortable just going out and doing the walk around, sitting in the plane and looking at it.
Absolutely. With Mike's great, knowledge. And like I said, we spent some time, it wasn't just, okay, well, we'll reschedule. He actually took the time and, we were in the aircraft and went through almost everything, just about, if I can't remember, so much, and that really does help with the comfortability of just being ready to, it builds more excitement, because now you get to apply all the learning and apply all the, the instruments that you've noticed. And so it's kind of just helps, if not, tenfold.
I would think, guys, that this could be beneficial, because how long did you guys actually sit in the plane and go through the instrumentation and looking at the flight panel, the instrument panel?
We spent a good amount of time. Spencer had a lot of really good questions too. He had definitely done some research before stepping into the Cessna. I think we spent enough time to drain that battery down a little bit to where we had a jump at the next thing. So, a good amount of time in there.
Well, that's good. On a normal Discovery flight, how much time would you actually spend in the cockpit before you fired it up and started taxiing?
I like to use at least the first 15 or 20 minutes to really, go through the controls of the aircraft, what makes it bank to the left, right, what makes the pitch go up and down, and just what everything is beforehand, and let the customer kind of, actually feel and work those controls left, right, forward, backwards, to get a feel of how it's going to feel, not necessarily feel in the air, but just what their motions, what their controls are going to be.
Yeah, I on Friday I was out at the field that I fly off of with my 5-year-old grandson Jake, and took a picture of him in the plane. I didn't go out to fly, but I was out there for other reasons, looking for some airplane parts. And Jake, all the grandkids love to go out to the field. They love to be around the airplanes and the fuselages that are hanging from the ceilings. but they just have a ball. I think that they're quickly becoming hangar rats, which is pretty cool.
That's a good thing to be.
So, do you still have the same plans of the route you're going to be taking tomorrow? You're going to get up.
We do. Yep, we do have the same route planned. I'm looking for much better winds, which is going to be great.
Yes.
Looks like.
Which what?
Looks like we're on for 1:00 too, Spencer. So I'm hoping cloud ceilings will lift a little bit for us that day, and we should be able to yeah, get up there and experience that flight over Lake Minnetonka and have you do some of the maneuvers that we teach private pilots and things like that.
Cool. If it's raining, are you going to go up?
That's a good question. Depends on what kind of rain we're dealing with here, too. You know, we have been getting some light showers in the area this whole week. And a lot of times those rain showers are pretty light rain, and they don't reduce visibility below what we can actually do. And so no problem flying through the rain. We could do it.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break. Our guest, Spencer Jost, our show's producer, who's looking forward to this Discovery flight one of these days, and Michael Huntoon, who's his instructor, who he's going to go up with in the Cessna 172. Coming up on 10:15, you're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington, the crossroads of 35W94. That's Academy College. Thunderbird Aviation has two locations, at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Over the next couple of decades, the aviation industry is going to need hundreds of thousands of new pilots. This is a tremendous opportunity if you've ever thought about being an airline pilot. Al Momberg here for Academy College of Aviation. Through Academy College, you can earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. Academy College offers career-specific courses that will help you advance in your chosen field. If you're looking at aviation, you can enroll in the Commercial Pilot, Aviation Management, or the FAA-approved Dispatch course. No matter what your current circumstances, you have the ability to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small classes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate with the knowledge necessary to compete in your chosen field. Reach your dreams and live up to your full potential with a degree from Academy College. Start by emailing admissions at academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins July 3rd.
In 1981, Heritage Christian Academy began with 13 students. Today, they celebrate God's faithfulness with 550 students in grades pre-K through 12. God has shown his provision for HCA for 40 years. Let me introduce one of God's faith-filled stories.
Hi, I'm Tanya Scott. I serve as president at Heritage Christian Academy. The first graduating class in 2001 paved the way for students to enter some of the finest colleges and universities in the country. Around the world, these alumni are sharing the gospel of Jesus and defending their faith on their campuses, in the marketplace, the military, the operating room, in their churches, in courtrooms, and in their homes. The impact of Heritage Christian Academy's four core values of truth, service, relationships, and excellence are evidenced in the lives of the men and women that have been trained to know, love, and serve Jesus.
For more information about Heritage Christian Academy in Maple Grove, visit heritageweb.org.
A commercial airliner cannot take off without the signed flight release of the captain and a dispatcher. That is how pivotal the role of a flight dispatcher is. Being a flight dispatcher is an incredible career, and Academy College in Bloomington offers an FAA-approved flight dispatcher course. This course is an intensive 10-week course that covers regulations, meteorology, aircraft systems and performance, and so much more. The dispatcher course at Academy College will help you excel in this field. This FAA-approved course is recognized by all the airlines across the country. Class size is limited for a healthy student-to-instructor ratio. For those who qualify, this program is eligible for the application of VA benefits. Academy College is located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494. For more information, visit Academy's website at academycollege.edu. That's academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins July 3rd. You're listening to The World of Aviation, our guest Spencer Jost and Mike Huntoon, and we're going to get back to them in a second, but I want to give you a heads up that Fred Naur, the Assistant Chief Flight Instructor at Thunderbird Aviation, will finish his series of talks about the 4Flight app with a discussion of extra features of the system over and above ones used for basic flight planning, and the topics include Sentry Stratus systems, recording flights, and the connection to Google Maps breadcrumbs and the use for flight instruction displaying approach airport charts and the sectional en route display and passenger connections to the app pre-departure clearance takeoff and landing performance. If you're a pilot, you know what that means. And to tell you the truth, Mike, I just bought a new iPad. It's a 10th generation, and I'm ordering the four flight for that. All you young guys have talked me into this, that this is something that you really need to have. And a friend out here that I fly with who's 86 years old, he said, oh, good, then you can teach me how to use it. And it's been around for quite a while. With the ForeFlight, which package do you have with ForeFlight, if I may ask?
I think I have the second tier package, which does, I think it does allow the synth vision, and you can overlay maps with certain types of approach procedures and things like that, which is a really nice tool to have.
I think that's the pro package,
which is
above the there's the pro, there's a the ForeFlight, and I think the ForeFlight Plus, and then you get into the pro package where you get the IFR charts and all of that. I'm still trying to figure out which one I want to get. I mean, flying off a grass strip, I don't do a lot of instrument approaches, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think that that basic level will do enough and more for you, I think, Al.
Yeah. But, you know, you get into the pro, and I believe it's the pro where you get the 3D. Do you have that on yours? Which is really interesting.
It really is. Yeah, I think that would be helpful to identify the airport, especially, too, because one of the hardest things I think seeing students learn, and even for me, is finding the airport in the air. That can be a challenge in itself.
Well, yeah. And if there's any pilot out there that has never been able to find an airport, raise your hand if you've never been able to do that.
I have both hands raised. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's very common. And especially if you're in a large metropolitan area like Minneapolis, St. Paul is. It's surrounded by all kinds of structures, and it's difficult to see. And if you're flying in and off a grass strip that's out in the country, like the situation that I have, it's sometimes difficult to see those grass strips. And unless the weeds are high and the strip has been mowed. That's a good question. I know that on the ADS-B system that all planes are supposed to have now, or at least most planes are supposed to have now, even the grass strip that I fly off, it's on the ADS-B that I have, which surprised me. In fact, all the private strips in the area are on this, and it's really nice. I mean, what did we do before we had ADS-B? We talked about that last week, but it is worth talking about again.
Absolutely. As far as identifying everything. Other aircraft or everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything.
ADS-B really does. So it really is. As far as even receiving ADS-B weather, too, in the textual form, just on your ForeFlight app is something really nice to have. You have so much information available to you in a short amount of time. It's really easy to kind of pre-plan for whatever your next intention is during flight.
So you've got ForeFlight on your iPad, correct?
Correct.
And how does that link in with the instrument panel? How does it tie in? Is it via Wi-Fi, or how does that work? Explain that to us, please.
Yeah, there's a couple aircraft we have here that do have the Wi-Fi connectivity through the transponder unit itself, and then to your iPad, to your phone. There's also a Garmin product transponder we also carry that will utilize Bluetooth that connects to your iPad as well.
So that's how you're getting all the information. Pretty slick.
It is. It does help a lot, especially for even just VFR traffic avoidance. I mean, so many people love to use that because you know how hard it is picking out traffic in the middle of the air. I cannot be.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's we do have one training aircraft that only has ADS-B out, which I actually do like to fly with students to make sure to teach them how to scan the sky properly for aircraft. And that way you're really relying on listening to the radio for traffic calls and things like that.
Yeah, we touched on this last week, and I'm going to bring it up again since you had just talked about it, and that is with the ADS-BN, you can see other traffic that's around you. In fact, I'm trying to remember, how far can you go, how many miles can you go out on the ADS-BN to see other traffic?
If I remember right, I could see traffic in Arizona while I'm flying. I can see traffic in Washington State while I'm flying. I mean, you can see it anywhere. Yeah. I think even down out of the country, too. It's all over the place.
What's the normal range that you use?
Just as far as kind of distance away from the aircraft while I'm flying, it depends on the area, too. If it's a practice area, kind of just out away from the cities just to do, you know, basic maneuvers, things like that. I like to be in a pretty close area, around maybe 10 to 15 miles. I like to view traffic and kind of hold a tight practice area so we can avoid any, you know, cross-country flights or people that are transitioning the area we're in.
Yeah, you know, what I was going to bring up was we were talking about, isn't it interesting how many airplanes we never saw before we had the ADS-B in? But even with the ADS-B, you know, you'll see the plane on the screen, and sometimes you still have a hard time finding it when you're looking outside. It's often very difficult to pick out aircraft. It truly is. Explain to us how you're doing the scanning of the sky when you're flying. And there's that old saying, fly outside the airplane. What's the best way to scan the skies?
Best way that I like to teach to scan the skies would be, obviously, anytime you're going to make a turn, you want to look in the direction of the turn beforehand. As you're making the turn, you want to be scanning the sky. I like to teach every 10 degrees, you'll count to about 1-2 seconds, and then you'll move to the next 10 degrees to the left or right and keep kind of flowing that pattern, looking for any kind of movement with your peripherals, since your peripherals will pick up any movement a lot faster than your direct eyesight can pick up.
Why is that, I wonder? And you're right. That's true. And I wonder why. And I don't have an answer to that. This is not a trick question. Any ideas on that?
I'm sure I've learned this and should know this right off the hand, but I have to say it's probably something with the rods and cones in your eyeball. That's the best answer I can give you.
Fun. So what time is your scheduled flight for tomorrow, the Discovery flight?
That is set for 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys get up. Have you got an alternate time and day on Tuesday, or I should say an alternate time on Tuesday, because I know that's when Spencer's 2 days are Monday and Tuesday off.
That's right. We'll talk beforehand. If there is a reason to deviate another day, we can have another schedule flight put on for Tuesday.
Excellent. Now, Spencer, before we let Mike go, and we've got to let him go because he's got to go out and do a flight, since you saw him last out at Flying Cloud, any questions that you've developed in your mind that you haven't asked him?
I mean, ground-wise, probably not. I think more of my questions will probably be when we get in the air. Nothing that comes to mind. I think he answered. Like I said, we went through a lot on last week on Monday to, you know, my questions and me just kind of just being curious of everything. So I think a lot of the questions will be created once we get in the air.
You know, there's a lot of people that tune into the show that have thought about a Discovery flight that have never done it. And I got a feeling they're living vicariously through you. And it's going to be fun. I sure hope you guys can get up tomorrow or Tuesday and go take this flight so we can talk about it next week. I mean, there's so many shows that we can do about postponing a flight. So you guys knew right out of the gate that you weren't going to be going up. Was it both Monday and Tuesday that you had the weather problems?
Right. Yep. And I think, Monday early was going to be our best chance. And like I said, the winds were already gusting over 30 by 8 a.m. And so Tuesday was the repeat of Monday. And I think we knew pretty early on that we might have to push it a week.
Well, if the weather systems are coming in from the west, and I generally can tell what you guys are going to have a day before you have it because we're having it. And, right now, I would say the winds are at about 10 knots coming in directly from the south. And we had some nice sprinkles this morning, some nice rain. But that's let up, and I'm seeing some blue sky out there. So hopefully this stuff is going to move due tomorrow and be there by 1 o'clock, so you're going to have some nice weather. I hope. But I don't know if I haven't looked at the weather chart, so I don't know what's moving in and where it's coming from for you guys tomorrow. So hopefully it's going to be good. What time is your flight that you have this morning, Mike?
Flight this morning will be 11 o'clock in a half an hour.
So you've got a student that's going to be there and you're going to be going up. Is this a student that you've had for quite some time, or is this a discovery flight?
It was actually a customer that has come to me a few different times just to be reacclimated and to receive a biennial flight review for to reinstate private pilot license privileges.
Yep, nice. Well, Mike, thank you for joining us again. Have a fun flight this morning, and hopefully you guys are going to get up this week. You and Spencer.
I have confidence. I think we're going up, Spencer.
Good. I'm excited. Good. Thanks, Mike. Have a fun flight today. Take care.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. Bye now.
That is Michael Huntoon. Now, the next half hour is going to be the two of us, Spencer, and you can ask any question that you want to ask, and I won't be able to answer it. So that's what the next half hour is going to be.
Let's do it.
And I want to, if you want to jump in and you have questions about taking a discovery flight, we'll open the phone lines up. The number is 651-289-4488. 651-289-4488. And we'll do our best to answer that question that you might have. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Spencer Jost, the show's producer, hopefully is going to get up in the air Monday or Tuesday of this week. The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation with two locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
This is Al Malmberg. Scenic flights are a delightful way to experience the beauty of the Twin Cities area. Book a scenic flight from Thunderbird Aviation. You'll see stunning views day or night as you fly over the Twin Cities. Go over beautiful Lake Minnetonka, cruise over the state capitol, and circle over downtown Minneapolis. You can even experience an evening flight and see the lights of the Twin Cities. You can even fly over your home, but don't forget your camera. For more information, visit ThunderbirdAviation.com. Mother's Day is fast approaching on May 14th. Show your mom how much you appreciate her and all that she does. Book her a discovery flight for only $99 at Thunderbird Aviation. She'll go up with an instructor and will actually fly the airplane. This is the year to gift her an experience she will treasure forever. Don't wait until the last minute. Book a discovery flight for your mom today. Go to ThunderbirdAviation.com. That's ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Are you looking for trusted insight and knowledge on how the eyes reflect the connection between health, lifestyle, sports, and nutrition? Tune into my show, Open Your Eyes Radio, Saturday at 9 a.m. with me, Dr. Kerry Gell. I'm an optometrist with more than three decades of experience, a keen interest in longevity and lifestyle, with a never-ending focus on the four basic principles of health: nutrition, exercise, stress reduction, and sleep. Listen and learn with me every Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Isn't it time you trade your old Salt Hog for a new Wet Technology water softener from Commerce? Commerce will give you $400 for your old softener and haul it away, too. Save salt, save water, and you're back. Go to Commerce.com. Commerce Water. That's Commerce.com.
Earn as you learn when you enroll in the Apprentice Support Program at Academy College. There's an immediate need for aircraft maintenance technicians. Academy uses the proven approach of learning through on-the-job training, coupled with an educational element to prepare you to become a certified aviation mechanic in 30 months. Academy College offers support for those looking to hire an apprentice or to become an apprentice. The next open house is May 17th. For more information, call Academy College at 952-851-0066. It's graduation time. Celebrate their success by arranging a discovery flight at Thunderbird Aviation. They'll go up with an instructor and actually fly the plane. A gift card allows them to schedule a flight, or if you know their schedule, you can book it for them. Thunderbird Aviation has two convenient Twin Cities locations, at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. Give them a memorable experience. Book a discovery flight at ThunderbirdAviation.com. That's ThunderbirdAviation.com. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Our guest is Spencer Jost, who is also this show's producer. And he was supposed to take a discovery flight last week. And the weather was not conducive to good flying. So they made the go-no-go decision, which you make prior to every flight, no matter what the reason is. You know, if you have a tire that's not inflated properly, I mean, it can come down to the smallest thing. That you've got to make that decision. Is it going to be safe to fly today? For what, you know, your head may not be in the game. And I think every pilot has made that decision for that reason, to not go up. Because you're just not, your head isn't in the game, is the only way to put it.
Well, I would try to even describe it too. And I mean, it didn't scare me off, but with, you know, we're in the, around the aircraft and you get those gusts of wind and you can kind of see the aircraft kind of roll a little bit, so that's when kind of catches you. So visually, you know, you and Mike can see that in a sense, but just having someone as myself as a blank canvas and seeing that, even I was kind of like, hey, I really wanted to do it too. I was like, you know, I was kind of looking to push it, but you know, like you said, it just comes to safety, and you know, and your head has to be in the game when it comes to, you know, going up in the air.
You know, and you just brought up a really good point where a lot of accidents. When you look at the percentage of accidents that occur, the reasons is there is a thing called get there-itis, where a pilot feels like he needs to be or she needs to be someplace at a certain time, and you make the decision to go when you shouldn't. You got to be at a granddaughter's graduation or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And you got to step back and go, no. This is not good flying weather. And, you know, you cannot let the pressures get in the way of making a good decision.
Absolutely. But honestly, it was kind of great in the sense of, we were grounded, but he says we spent a good enough time. I would say probably 90 minutes to 2 hours we were in that aircraft going around.
Wow.
Yes.
No wonder the battery wore down.
we didn't have the battery on the whole time, but it was just in a sense of, you know, by the time I got to my car and was going to head out and gave you a call to let you know, it was about 10 o'clock. And I got there about, you know, quarter to 8, you know, 7:30. So the day was already going. So, you know, I just came out, and that gave me an adrenaline rush in a sense of just being there, seeing that, and you know, even got to see other aircrafts do some other maneuvering practices, and that was pretty cool.
Well, it's just fun to hang out at the airport.
I didn't want to leave.
It really is. and you know, when you start flying, you find yourself on days that you're not scheduled to fly where you're just out there hanging out.
Exactly.
Because it is fun. We had a person call in, apparently in the Strib this morning. There's an article about a 97-year-old P-47 pilot that was back in the cockpit. And Spencer's going to try and find that story because that's, you know, it's not uncommon for especially pilots from the World War II era, which I got a feeling at 97 years old this guy was. And I got a feeling that he was a P-47 pilot and he had the opportunity to get back in the cockpit and go up. But maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what the story is, so we'll find out. And again, we're going to open the lines up. If you'd have a question about a discovery flight or what it's like to fly, our phone number is 651-289-4488. I've said this many, many times over the years, and that is there is just nothing. There is nothing like putting the airplane that you're flying on the center line of the runway. And Clarence up in the tower has given you clearance to take off, and you go full throttle, and you keep the nose with, you're using the rudder pedals. You know, if there's a little bit of wind or significant wind, you you're going to put the ailerons into the wind to keep that wing down if it's a crosswind. And as you're going down the runway, you do a quick scan of the gauges to make sure that oil pressure is good, oil temperature is good, airspeed is alive. And I always say out loud, airspeed's alive.
Yeah.
So I know that I've looked at that and to make sure that everything is functioning as it should. And the airplane, it is an amazing feeling because that airplane, you know, you're putting some back pressure on the yoke as you're going down the runway.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, like the grass strip I'm flying off of, I'm putting a lot of back pressure on to keep the pressure, the weight off the nose gear because it's a rough runway. And so I'm keeping the pressure off. It's a grass strip, as I've mentioned. And the plane just, you're going to love this, Spencer. The plane knows when to take off. And with that
really?
Back pressure, yeah, it'll just lift off the ground.
And you don't even have to pull anything back on the yoke or anything. It just kind of feels
You're already putting some back pressure on it.
Okay.
And gotcha. And the plane, will, all of a sudden, you get the forces of flight and the wing air going over the wings. It's just going to lift off. And then you're flying it. And it is such a wonderful feeling. You know, and it never gets old. It never gets old.
So each time it's kind of like butterflies in your stomach, in a sense.
No.
It's the excitement, I guess. I wouldn't say
butterflies. Yeah, the first time you go up, you don't know what to expect.
No.
And that's where the butterflies come in, is that it's the unknown. But as you're learning how to fly and you're flying more and more and more, you know what's going to happen. You know when the rotation is going to occur, which is when rotation is when you're going to lift off.
Yeah.
It's just something you just never ever tire of. It never gets old.
Well, you know what's nice about those Cessnas is the view. Like when you're looking at that, you know, we're just in there on the ground, but still, I can only imagine being up there and that view just directly below you is. I mean, that's something I can't wait for. Yeah. I can wait, but I can't because it's just one of those things where you just have to witness it. You know.
Yeah.
The archers is a little bit different because you got the wing there and it's kind of a little bit harder, but.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful plane. It really
it
is.
They're pretty cool.
You know, and you know when you ask a pilot whether they're flying a Cessna 172 or any other high wing, or an Archer or a Bonanza, you know any other low wing airplane, which plane do you like flying the best? The high wing or the low wing? And it's whatever plane I'm flying is what I like the best.
Exactly.
Because they both have positives. You know, the high wing, your visibility above is blocked, and the low wing, the visibility down is blocked.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, they both have pluses and minuses.
What would you say would be smoother, or is it kind of just
matter? I think they're the same. Yeah. I think they're equal, yeah. You know, you have a different ground effect when you're coming into land versus the low wing and the high wing, and, you know, that's something that you adjust to. I mean, it's...
Now, let me ask
easily,
you this.
Easily adjusted.
When you mention landing, what do you prepare for the most? It would be, would you say that your takeoff is more important, or would it be the landing?
You know, I would say that the landing.
No.
You know, once again, the takeoff, the plane knows when to take off.
Right. Okay.
The plane doesn't know when to land.
Right.
But the landings, you know, that's the funnest part of flying.
Really?
The landings, yeah.
Oh.
That's when the skill comes in and the experience comes in the landings. And every pilot, you like to think that every time you land the plane, you're going to grease it. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And when... You know, it's just incredible. It's, you know, it's like practicing crosswind landings out here in Colorado. We've always got wind. I mean, we've always had wind.
Yeah.
And you start to get a little cocky that you've mastered crosswind landings.
Oh.
And when you start getting cocky is when you get bit on the rear end.
Yeah.
And it really humbles you real fast that... You know, I'm just not as good as I thought I was getting.
Right.
You know, old Mother Nature, it just sort of slaps you a little bit. Like, come on, kid, don't get cocky.
Now, what's it like landing with a grass strip?
It's fun. You know, let's put it this way. I think it makes you a better pilot because when I go into controlled airspace now, or any airport with a tower, and they have the PAPI lights or the VASI lights on the runway, which tells you whether you're high or low. And you'll see that when you're flying out of Flying Cloud Airport. You'll see the lights. You'll have green and red lights, and it'll tell you if the red lights are on, you're a little low or a lot low.
Yeah.
And if the green light's on, it means that you're right on the flight path, the glide slope. And with the grass strip, we don't have that, any of that.
Right.
All we have is a windsock on top of the hangar. And so, you know, you're going by the profile. And I was going to say, when I fly into an airport that has that technology, I don't even look at the lights anymore. I don't even pay it. They're not even there. I don't see them. I'm looking at the profile.
Okay.
When I turn base to final, I know the profile. I know what it should look like outside the windscreen. And, you know, if I'm low, I bring it up a little bit. If I'm high, I bring it down a little bit.
Now, this is because of your vast experience, though. Obviously, this isn't for everybody in a sense of, you know.
Right. Well, this is just, I think that anybody who flies off a grass strip is nodding their head right now.
They're probably
saying the same exact thing because, I think it's important to know the profile you should be at as you're coming in on final approach. But that's something that I've learned flying off this grass strip for the last several years. And it's fun. But again, I think it makes you a better pilot because, you know, what happens if you're flying in on final approach and those lights go off to guide you?
You should know
what that profile looks like. All right, we're going to take a break. And if you'd like to jump, our phone number is 651-289-4488. And we don't open the lines up a whole lot on this show. And if you'd like to jump in, if you have a question or comment about what we've been talking about, please jump in. It is 10:46. You're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington, and by Thunderbird Aviation, with two locations, Flying Cloud Airport at Eden Prairie, where I learned to fly, and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
If you've ever thought about becoming an airline pilot, now is the time to jump into this exciting industry. Al Momberg here for Academy College of Aviation, where you can earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. The Bachelor of Commercial Aviation program prepares you for a position with the airlines, as well as private and corporate companies. Academy College offers flexible and convenient scheduling. Flight training is conducted through Thunderbird Aviation, which has two convenient Twin Cities locations. Academy College offers an RATP-approved program conducted under FAR 141 regulations, which allows a pilot to be hired with 1,000 hours versus the normal 1,500 hours required. That saves you time and money without compromising the high standards set. With their connections with several airlines, Academy College will help you bridge your degree to a career as a commercial pilot. For more information, visit Academy's website at academycollege.edu. That's academycollege.edu. The next quarter begins July 3rd.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Over the next couple of decades, the aviation industry is going to need hundreds of thousands of new pilots. This is a tremendous opportunity if you've ever thought about being an airline pilot. Al Momberg here for Academy College of Aviation. Through Academy College, you can earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. Academy College offers career-specific courses that will help you advance in your chosen field. If you're looking at aviation, you can enroll in the Commercial Pilot, Aviation Management, or the FAA-approved Dispatch course. No matter what your current circumstances, you have the ability to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small classes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate with the knowledge necessary to compete in your chosen field. Reach your dreams and live up to your full potential with a degree from Academy College. Start by emailing admissions at academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins July 3rd. You're listening to The World of Aviation, and once again, a reminder, next Saturday on May 13th at 1 o'clock Central Time, you can go into the event link on the Thunderbird Aviation Facebook page. Fred Nauer, the Assistant Chief Flight Instructor at Thunderbird, will finish his series of talks about the ForeFlight app with a discussion of extra features of the system over and above the ones used for basic flight planning. Some of the topics include the Sentry Stratus systems recording flights and the connection to Google Maps breadcrumbs and the use for flight instruction displaying approach airport charts and sectional in-route displays. Again, that's next Saturday at 1 p.m. Go to the event link on the Thunderbird Aviation Facebook page. Let's go to the phones. And good morning, Carol. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I emailed you this story a bunch of years ago when you were at another station. But anyway, it's about my son, who is currently a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force right now and a pilot. On his training, his first solo, his aircraft completely died. So
I hate it when that happens.
He's flying along and he saw smoke coming out of the control panel, and
pretty soon
everything went completely, no power at all, and he's like, oh no. Instead of worried about crashing, he was worried about, oh no, I broke the airplane, I'm gonna flunk this solo trip. And so he had enough sense, and he relied on his training, that he had seen a vacant airstrip behind him. So he was able to turn the aircraft around. He left his wheels up until the very, very, very last second, and he just clipped the edge of the runway, and he managed to land the aircraft. And a farmer out in the field rode his tractor over to him and wanted to know what the heck he was doing there. And at the time he was cross training with the Navy, and he did get a medal for landing that aircraft, and it was a really scary proposition. And the worst part is he had to do a solo trip again.
Well, yeah. Hopefully in a plane that functioned better. So his first solo, he did a dead stick landing. That's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, that is just incredible.
Yes,
how many years ago was that? Any idea?
That was probably 20 years ago, because he's a lieutenant colonel now, and he's flying.
Wow.
He first flew C-130s, and now he's in RPAs out in Las Vegas.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah. We're quite proud of him.
I would love to have your son on as a guest to talk about that first solo and the dead stick landing. I would love to have him on the show.
Well, I'm going to go see him in a couple of weeks, so I can talk to him about it for sure.
Please do, and let us know. I would love to have him on. Those are great stories. Carol, thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Bye
bye. Wow, can you imagine? You're a new Air Force pilot.
I was going to say, yeah, solo.
But, you know, again, and Carol's right, that training kicks in, and it's just drummed in you over and over and over again. When you're up flying, you're always looking for a place to land. If you
really
need me to do it.
So
and you do
it
without even.
Yeah. Okay. To do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that is very going through your mind almost at all as you're
looking
at traffic.
you're not even consciously thinking about it. It's just not a habit that you get. It's one of those habits that you get into that you're just constantly looking. You know, when I'm flying around northern Colorado and southern Wyoming,
yeah,
I mean, it's all ranch country, and there's so many places to land. I mean,
right.
You know, and most people think that, you know, well, your best place to land would be on a road. Well, maybe. But, you know, you got things that people don't think about that are not pilots is you've got telephone lines. You have power lines.
Right.
That go across roads. You have highway signs. You got to think of, you know, what your wingspan is when you touch down on a county road, for example. You're going to hit, you know, road signs. You know, these are things that you have to think of. So you're always looking. So most often that field is a better place to land. And you want to pick out a place that has, you know, like Carol was saying, it was a farmer came out on his tractor wanting to know what the heck was going on. You want to touch down where you're near a home, a farm home, you know, a ranch or whatever the case may be, where there can be some people that can give you assistance if you need it. You know, but there are things that you do, and that scan is very, very important. If you lose power and you're going down, you want to open the doors. So if the fuselage crumples, you can get out of the airplane. You know, it's just things that you learn when you're in your training. And Carol's absolutely right. That training kicks in, and you practice that. I mean, you'll be flying along, and you know, and you're going to be in the left seat as a student pilot, and you're looking out the left. And you know, it's when you're looking to the left that your instructor will go over and pull the throttle out and say, "You just lost your engine. What are you going to do?" You got to tell them what you're going to do. And this, you do this many, many, many times in your training, so you're able to make that emergency landing.
And this doesn't like psych out a pilot. Like this is just more of a preventative, being cautious of your surroundings in every aspect, every situation.
Yeah. Well, and the first time your instructor pulls the throttle back and says you lost your engine, well, that's rather surprising.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be I'm going to have a few heart attacks.
Yeah. Well, he won't do that on a discovery flight.
Okay, good.
That comes in your training.
Okay, good.
Yeah, a discovery flight is discover the wonder of flight.
Okay.
Not to scare the bejiggers out of you.
Yeah.
You know, when you called last week, and I was waiting for your call. I mean, I looked at my watch a couple of times going, well, I wonder when he's going up.
Yeah.
So when I saw him, when your name came up on my screen, my first question to you was, how'd it go?
I know. I didn't even say hi. Just how'd it go?
No. Yeah. Because I was anxious to hear about it.
Yeah.
And when you said, well, we didn't go, I went, oh, man.
I know. But, I mean, it was a great call from Mike. Mike was, he's the only second, I guess. I wouldn't say, well, you're not an instructor, are you?
No.
You're not certain? Nope. Okay. So he's the only one I know. I can say that calmly.
Yeah.
He's the best one that, I mean, he took his time and just in a sense of we went through everything under the sun.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it was really beneficial for you guys not to have gone up.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you are able to, you were able to sit in the plane and go through the systems.
And we almost like we went for each, you know, instrument tool, we went through and, you know, what's this do? How do you do it? What do you apply it to? Like you said, that, you know, wind speed in that, and, you know, just the smallest little things like that. And it was, you know, having the windows open and just the whole aircraft. So I think they're nice. I kind of like the smaller, you know, because you think of flying, you always think of, you know, the big commercial aircrafts, but no, I think that smaller aircraft is, I don't know, you're so much in control. It's nice.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I saw a survey. This is several years ago. And we talked about it on the air. I think it was before I was on the, it was before the world of aviation, before I started doing this show. There was a survey taken, and it was something like 85%. It was a survey that was taken only guys. And it was like 85% of guys think they can fly an airplane without ever taking a lesson.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, but no.
Don't try that at home, okay?
No.
Not a good idea. Hey, it's been fun this morning. Spencer, I hope you go up.
I can't wait to call you after. That's my biggest.
Well, I can't wait to take the call. Are you kidding me? It's going to be great. You've been listening to The World of Aviation. Next week, it'll be Spencer by himself talking about his Discovery flight that he had. Stay tuned next week for part three. The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington, and Thunderbird Aviation, where I learned to fly at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
If it was 1990, you'd be listening to your favorite radio station on a bulky boombox that burns through D batteries faster than you can say, "You've got mail." Thankfully, it's the 21st century, and there are much better alternatives. For example, just ask Alexa to tune in.
Alexa, play the Patriot Minneapolis.
It's time to throw out that old beeper and get with the times. Listen to your favorite AM 1280 The Patriot hosts in high quality with Alexa and Amazon Echo.
There's only one option in the Twin Cities to get multiple competitive bids on siding, roofing, or windows without a parade of long-winded, high-pressure salespeople. Set up a free appointment with me today at GetMyThreeQuotes.com. That's the number three, GetMyThreeQuotes.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.